Hampton Dew Montcal baseball coach Matt Lokenovitz joins me right now on Radio On the Go Sports. And coach, appreciate the time as always here today as we get ready for the 2026 season. The official first practice day was last Monday, May 4th. I know you guys probably have a lot of guys that are, trying to do that in spring sports and things like that. But what's that been like for you guys kind of navigating that challenge a little bit early on in the season?
Yeah, it's always been a bit of a challenge, at the beginning of season with the spring sports and baseball starting up. We'll have anywhere from 17 kids at practice, and then the other day when we didn't have any other events going on, we had 46 or 47. So it's always an interesting way to try to navigate how you're going to run practices, what drills you can do, and those things. But it's good. It's you can kind of highlight some of the younger kids a little bit more in those practices where others are gone, and you can really work on skill development and get people a lot of good reps for those things. So yeah, it's always a little bit of a challenge, but we adapt well.
Yeah, you had mentioned that 46, 47 number. Is that a pretty good number for you guys historically, or what is that?
Yeah, it's about average for us. We're anywhere in that 45 to 60 range, just depending on the year. For that, we're really loaded in our lower class. That sophomore, freshman, eighth grade type classes are quite big. We don't have quite as many in the senior and junior. We've got three seniors this year. And just a handful of juniors, some that are coming back out that haven't played in a couple of years. So, be interested to see kind of where they're at with their game and whatnot. But yeah, it's about average for where we've been in the last few years.
All right, so diving into some personnel things here. Let's start with the varsity pitching staff here. You guys had a lot of seniors in that rotation last year. So when it comes to kind of making up some of that ground here early on, what's that been looking like for you guys?
Yeah, we're going to be young, especially on that pitching side. We have some with varsity experience. We'll still bring back Mailer, who's got a few pitching experience in there as a senior, and so he'll look to try to take another step up for that stuff. But we've got a lot of really good sophomore pitchers right now, and Blake Burmaster and Will Vosburgh, Eli Cruz, those types of people. Connor Miller is coming back out, who did not play last year. He will add some innings for us on the mound as well. He's been looking pretty good here early on in the season. And then we've got a lot of kids that didn't have to pitch the last year or so because of those juniors and seniors we had the last 2 years that were throwing very well for us. So they're gonna get back on the mound and try to ramp it back up for us a little bit. So I'm excited to see the development and the growth of where our pitching staff will be. We've always been pretty strong in that realm of the game. So yeah, I'll be excited to see just see how they start the year and then how they grow and progress throughout the season.
And then looking at some of the other positions here, it looks like you had a decent amount of some freshmen and sophomores in the lineup last year. We're going to see a lot of those same guys in similar positions here this year.
Yeah, it'll be Blake Burmaster and Vosburgh and Carson Helmke, J-Rod, and a lot of those guys they'll still be right in the lineup. Hunter Reekin, just a junior this year. He played a lot as a sophomore last year. So a lot of those guys will still be in the lineup. Maybe switching positions a little bit depending on what's the best for the team. Some of those guys are pretty versatile for us, so that'll help. So it'll be interesting again to see kind of where everything plays out with having such a young team, trying to find what's best for them, not just for the team, but where they can be successful, is always something we really try to do. We want the team to win. We want that stuff to happen, but we also want them to be, successful and confident in where they're playing. And if they're successful and confident in their position, obviously our team is going to be set up pretty well. So yeah, we've got some of those. We've got some returning older people that are going to be able to, Jacob Mailer, who played a little bit last year, is Wickwire, got some at bats last year, for those types of things. So yeah, it'll be kind of a mix of a few from last year with some new ones. And we've got some newcomers coming in. Luke Showalter looks to kind of go move into that next realm of he base ran for us the last few years, does a really nice job with that. He's now taking that next step into potentially a starting role somewhere in the outfield for us. So we've got some of those younger kids, Elia Cruz, who caught for us last year on JV. He's looking to take that next step now as a sophomore and catch some varsity for us. So, yeah, we're going to be, again, we're going to be young, but they're energetic and they want to learn, and we're going to develop and grow.
Any thoughts on what it's going to take to improve upon a 207 batting average from last season as a team?
Yeah, it's pretty much going to be our approach at the plate. So we're doing some different things just with the mental side of the game. And we go up against a lot of great pitchers in the NCC, and we've got really good pitchers this year. Clear Lake's got the Anderson kid, who's up there touching 90. The Petrie kid was throwing 93 here in the offseason. Algona always throws out a couple kids. The Hanson kid from Humboldt's really good. And we face a lot of really good pitching in the NCC. So it's going to be that mental approach of what do I do, when I'm up in the count, where do I go from here? What happens when I get to two strikes, and just those types of things. But the game of baseball is such a mental game, and it's a game of failure where you're going to fail a lot more times than you succeed. So we're just working on that mental side. It's not a skill set, type of thing. We had kids that could hit really well last year. I think they just got nervous, the mental side, those types of things. So we're working on the mental approach this year, especially early on.
When it comes to the schedule going into the second season of having the double header system here in the NCC, starting off with Clear Lake with that first legal playing day here on Monday, May 18th. Any thoughts going into year two of this system with the double headers?
Yeah, it'd be more interesting for us this year than it was, last year. Again, we had a lot of upperclassmen pitchers last year, and we could kind of tailor our pitching staff around that a little bit. This year, with the younger staff, who haven't experienced that stuff yet, so being able to pitch a game one and then play a position game two, or how that looks and what that works will be kind of the trick this year, and balancing that. But no, I mean, I like it. And then obviously next year it's changing up again a little bit with having the other four teams come into the conference, and then they're switching into the divisions and how that's all going to look and whatnot. So, this was a quick 2 years of this type of schedule, and then next year's going to, adjust a little bit from there. So, yeah, I mean, I don't mind it. I don't mind, the double headers now that we only get 24 dates. Double headers obviously are nice. You get a few more games in there, and game reps are good, especially for our young team.
And any thoughts on the rest of the league and what some other teams are maybe looking like here this year?
Yeah, I mean, they're going to be good. So Algona and Humboldt was one extra inning game away and one run away from going to state last year. And they return some guys. They lose some key players, the Sirks kid and the Busick kid and whatnot, but they still return, four or five guys from their starting lineup last year. And Algona was one of the top teams in our conference, and they return about four or five guys from theirs as well. Clear Lake, finished, I think it was like 17-7 overall on the year. Lost in the first round, but they finished, the season pretty well. And they're returning, I think, like eight starters or something, seven starters, eight starters, plus their two best pitchers and the Kearney kid and the Anderson kid. So the conference again is going to be really tough. Even, like Iowa Falls, who didn't finish the season probably quite like they thought they should, but their return, they were super young last year. So they're going to return all of those guys, and the Petrie kid, and his brother are pitching really well, and the Reed kid's pitching really well. So, it's going to be a tough conference again. And then when you add in, next year you start adding in Forest City and Garner and some of the, like, it's always a tough baseball conference in the NCC. And so we're going to have to show up ready to play every day if we want to be able to compete.
All right, just about out of time here today, but any final thoughts you'd like to share here at this time?
No, I'm just excited, to get the season going here, and practice has been going pretty well. Would love it if we could get, maybe 80, 85 degrees and sunny with no wind instead of, 50 degrees with wind. But, we'll take what we can get.
All right, Hampton Dumont Cal baseball coach Matt Lokenvitz here on Radio On the Go Sports. Appreciate the time as always, and looking forward to the season.
All right, thank you.